From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns continues his eighth message in this series of studies in the book of Joshua. Joshua chapter 3 records Israel's passage of the Jordan River. The priests went before the people, bearing the Ark of the Covenant. And as soon as the priests' feet entered the river, the waters of Jordan were cut off, and the people were able to pass through on dry ground. Often the Jordan is used as a picture of death, and during this message, Dr. Cairns will show how this passage illustrates the Christian's encounter with the last enemy. The Ark is a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. Since Christ has already passed through death and conquered it by His resurrection, He is able to bring His people safely through death's cold, sullen stream. In approaching the subject of facing death through the living Christ, Dr. Cairns first emphasized the solemn truth that all of us live in the sight of Jordan. The shadow of death hangs over everything in our lives. Our time in this world is at best brief, and soon we must pass over the Jordan. As Dr. Cairns has declared, death is certain. It is universal. No one can escape it. And it is final. There's no going back. Against this solemn background, God's people may rejoice because Christ, the Lamb of God, has passed through death before them, and He will bring each of His own safely through the Jordan to be with Him for all eternity. Before resuming the message, Dr. Cairns speaks of something everyone would like to enjoy, eternal youth.
I'm sure you've heard the saying, you're only young once. Behind that saying, there is usually the notion, now live it up while you can, because soon you're going to lose the physical ability and agility to go and do all the things that young people can do. I can see that there's a lot of truth in that, and when it comes to physical activity, things that you'd want to do, well, perhaps it's a good idea to do them while you have the physical ability to do them. But sadly, also behind this notion, you're only young once, means that you've only one chance to sow your wild oats, so get at it while you can. Now, of course, that's a tragedy. The Bible says, flee youthful lusts. This is a message for young people. Flee youthful lusts. Why? Because they war against the soul. They are weapons in the armory of the devil to destroy your life and damn your soul. So here's a message for youth. You may in this world be only young once, but remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. This is God's word to young people. If you want to live life, you'll live it to the full when you live it for Jesus Christ. The lives that count the most, the lives that are worth most in this world, are the lives that do most for the cause of God and Jesus Christ. The lives that are most helpful to humanity are the lives that are given over to the service of our God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. You think of the great missionary endeavors that have opened up continents and nations to bring them the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Those are the lives that have counted. Think of young men. If you can sometimes, some of you young people, get a biography of any of people who were called the Cambridge Seven. You'll read of seven young men, bright and brilliant, well-placed, many of them aristocrats, ready to go to the top of the tree in this world. But through the ministry of D.L. Moody, they were saved and they set out to do something great for God. I think of one of them, C.T. Studd. He went to Hudson Taylor's mission in China. He then opened up a large part of India. And when doctors said he was beyond it and he couldn't physically do it anymore, he went to the heart of Africa and opened up the heart of Africa to the gospel of Jesus Christ. A life of thrilling obedience to God. You think of the missionaries who laid down their lives and were slain by the Alka Indians. Indians now that have received the gospel, and many of whom have been led to the knowledge of sins forgiven through the Lord Jesus Christ. Flee youthful lust. They will war against the soul. Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth. Know Him. Love Him. Believe Him. Serve Him. Make Him known. And you'll discover something, that when you receive eternal life, you receive from Christ eternal youth. Oh yes, the body will grow old, and the body will ultimately be laid in the grave. But there is a youth, there is an exuberant happiness that youth implies, that you have in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then, of course, throughout the eternity that God has laid before us, you will have body and soul in perfect union, in sinless enjoyment of Christ. You will have a youthfulness that will last as long as God lasts, a happiness and a holiness that will never be destroyed. So it's not really true that you're only young once. You're only young once if you waste your youth and your life on sin, but you'll be young forever if you come to know, love, and serve the Lord Jesus Christ.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we're very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the quarterly LTBS magazine. The current issue includes a series of articles in observance of the 400th anniversary of the Authorized Version of the Bible. In addition, there are feature articles about Dr. Michael Barrett, president of Geneva Reformed Seminary, as well as a tribute to the great American theologian B.B. Warfield. Also, there's a missionary focus on the country of Bulgaria, as well as Any Day Soon by Jill Saunders, drawing vital lessons from a young Christian girl's battle with cancer. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues such as, what is revival? Can women be pastors? And how do we distinguish faith from presumption? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
We could get the truth not only of the certainty of death, but its universality. A universality that not only says this is true of all men, but it comes right down to every individual man, one after another, and says, this is true of you. And of course, the finality of death. When you cross in the swellings of Jordan, there's no going back. It is appointed unto man once to die. There is no turning back. We must soon pass over Jordan. But the glorious message of Joshua chapter 3 is that there is one who has stepped into Jordan before us. Here's the true significance of the priest bearing the ark. I've already shown you how that ark is particularly an emblem and a type of Christ in his perfect obedience to the law and Christ in his great propitiation of the wrath of God, his blood shedding to put away the wrath and curse that falls upon people because of the broken law. This is the significance then of the ark. Now see the priests and the Levites bearing up the ark before a people who were just about to cross over Jordan, and then actually were crossing over Jordan. They held aloft the ark. Now, as the priests and Levites did that, so that all Israel could see it, so I would today set forth Christ. My, this is the job, the duty, and the joy of every preacher of the gospel, to be able to set forth Christ. There's no joy in preaching about death. There's no joy in preaching about the certainty of death and the universality of death and the finality of death. If that were all the message, why would anyone ever bother to give it? But thank God it is not all the message. We do that in order to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ. And as Israel could see the ark as they approached Jordan, so we would see Christ. The Lord Jesus came and was born into this world. He also lodged, as it were, before Jordan, for his whole life was lived with the shadow of a cross looming over it. In literal fact, he was baptized in the river of Jordan. And baptism is, at least in part of its typology, always a picture of death. He entered the deathly waters of Jordan in the time of its fullest flood. For the death of the Lord Jesus Christ was no ordinary death. There you had all the sting of death. There you had all the hatred of hell and all the wrath of God, as well as all the torments and physical agonies of death. He entered death in order to lead us safely, as we would say in Joshua, on dry ground, into God's provision. Paul put it this way in 2 Timothy 1, verse 10, "Our Savior Jesus Christ hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel." Now that is the message. Now then, fix your eyes on Christ. As the children of Israel fixed their eyes on the ark, held aloft before them, so today the message to you and me is, fix your eyes on Christ, both as you lodge before the Jordan and as you actually cross over the Jordan. Now, what does this mean? It means, first of all, live with your eyes on Christ. You're lodging in the sight of Jordan. All you say and do is on the verge of eternity. Well, how do you live on the verge of eternity? You live with your eyes on Christ. How often we quote the words of Hebrews 12 that we are to live and run the race looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Jude had this in mind in verse 21 of his little epistle when he says, "Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life." Live with your eyes on Christ. How are you to live the Christian life? Live with your eyes on Him who has kept the law, on Him who is your perfect righteousness. Live with your eyes on Christ, your righteousness. Understand your justification. Understand your acceptance with God. As Jude puts it, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for His mercy. Live with your eyes on that, but live with your eyes also on His blood shedding, on Christ your mercy seat. Live with your eyes on Him who has made a full propitiation, who has put away the wrath of God, which was your due. Live with your eyes on this great reality. I have a full pardon. I have a full acceptance because God has received a full satisfaction in the blood of the Lamb. What a difference it makes to life when you're living with your eyes on Christ. What a difference it makes to the meaning of life when you're living with your eyes on Christ. What a different significance it gives to your whole purpose in life when you're living with your eyes on Christ. How are we to live soberly, righteously? How are we to live in a godly manner? As people who are but children of a day and we're soon to go out into eternity, here's how. Keep that ark before us and follow Him. See Him. Follow Him. But then there will come the day, unless we live to the coming of the Lord, there will come the day when we will have to cross Jordan. How do you actually face death? Now, let me say that that is a chilling question that most people just try to shut out of their minds. We have all heard stories about people who have died terrible deaths. And then we have heard stories about people who have died triumphant deaths. We have heard people who have died peaceful deaths. We have heard of others who have died forsaken deaths. It's a chilling question. How would I face death? It's no use putting on some show of bravado. It's no use simply screwing up your courage and saying what I would do. For I want to tell you, those are the very people who normally do the worst. How would I face death? The scripture says, die with your eyes on Christ. See that ark before you. Die with your eyes on Christ. He is still your righteousness. He is still your propitiation. Now you understand why I wanted the words of the hymn writer in their original. Hold thou thy cross before my closing eyes. Shine through the gloom and point me to the skies. I want to tell you, when you die with your eyes on Christ, then you can say, heaven's morning breaks, earth's vain shadows flee. In life, in death, O Lord, abide with me. Is there a better prayer? Is there a better supplication? Is there anyone else you would rather have with you and in that hour of death? Think of Stephen. Stephen cut off, we would say, before his time. Stephen, godly, gracious. A man who lived on earth but seemed to breathe the atmosphere of heaven. Dragged out to be battered to death as they stoned him into eternity. But as they looked on Stephen, they saw the face of an angel. Why? Because Stephen looked up. And he died with a sight of Christ. He saw the Savior standing at the right hand of God. Oh, when you come to die, you're not looking for the worldly crowd. I was terribly grieved to read an article some few years ago and to hear a news item. I wondered how stupid can parents be? How absolutely crazy can people become? A young child was just weeks or months away from eternity. The best thing they could do for him was to bring some rotten rock star whose life was an insult to God and to man. That would make him happy. But I want to tell you, when that child would be dying, when any man, woman, or boy or girl is passing out into eternity, it's not a rock star they need or want. The people who frequent the bars in life are not looking for the bartender then. The people who are running to the world's entertainments are not looking for the singers and the dancers then,
What use are they? You don't look for those people. There's only one who can stand by you in that hour. That's the one who is emblematized by this ark. See Christ. Get your eyes on him now. When the hour of death comes, you'll be able to see him. I believe, while there may appear to be exceptions as some people die in awful physical agony, and especially as they are doped out with painkillers, I'm always aware that we can only see so much. We don't know what the Lord is doing in the mind, but I believe that it is a very general rule that however weak his people, however faltering their faith, God draws near. Before they cross the Jordan, he shows them Christ.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.